Fiona Kelly is back with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
The latest figures on AIB's debt write-downs, a delay to legislation restricting Airbnb tenancies, and a dream debut for the Republic of Ireland's Evan Ferguson are some of the stories and images you'll find on today's front pages. The Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail both lead with AIB's admission in correspondence to the Oireachtas Committee on Finance that 83 people had more than €1 million each written off by the bank, and that the overall value of write-downs over the past 8 years stands at €3.5 billion. The government will be forced to regroup for two high-stakes Dáil votes on the eviction ban next week as the opposition seeks to maintain the pressure following last night's Dáil vote, which it won by 83 votes to 68. That's according to the lead story in the Irish Times. The Irish Independent leads with the government's announcement that legislation to restrict Airbnb tenancies, which will potentially free up an additional 12,000 rental properties, has been delayed until the end of the year. The discovery by workmen of guns and ammunition in the cavity wall of a house in Finglas in Dublin, which it's thought that convicted killer Paul Wells used to live in, generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Star. Paul Wells was given a life sentence in 2016 for the murder of Kenneth O'Brien, whose dismembered body was found in the Grand Canal. The Irish Sun leads with the transfer of Coventry-born Logan Jackson, who is serving a life sentence for the murder of boxing champion Kevin Sheehy, from Limerick prison to a jail in England because of fears that he would be harmed or killed. A hearing in Dublin's Circuit Criminal Court yesterday, in which 18-year-old Alana Quinn Idris spoke about the impact of an attack which resulted in her losing the sight in one eye, is covered on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. 19-year-old Dara Lyons from Chapel Izzard in Dublin, who pleaded guilty to the assault in Ballyfermot in December 2021, is to be sentenced later today. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that UUP candidate Derek Hussey, who was banned from serving as a councillor in 2019 for 15 months after his third drink driving conviction, is to stand for the party again in Derry in the upcoming election. Ireland's 3-2 win over Latvia, and in particular Evan Ferguson's debut appearance and goal last night, receives lots of coverage this morning. The Times and Independent both run with front page pictures of the teenage striker. Elsewhere this morning, The Times has a front page story about how the Belgian owners of Carta Mundi, which yesterday announced the closure of its factory in Waterford, received almost €31 million in dividends from the Irish unit since taking it over in 2015. Barbara Nealon, the owner of St. Francis Provisions in Kinsale, the only restaurant in the Republic to receive a Bib Gourmand Michelin distinction this year, tells today's Mail that herself and her female-dominated team are chuffed with the award. Back in The Times, Rona McGreevy reports on the success of a pilot scheme which lends electric bikes to parents at the Harrow's Cross Educate Together school in Dublin. From two wheels to four, The Star is a picture of an abandoned double-decker bus which was found in Cratlow, County Clare yesterday morning. The bus, which is thought to have been stolen in Ennis, almost had its roof ripped off when it was crashed into an underpass. And finally, there's a story in today's Star about a lucky duck that survived an hour-long drive stuck under the front grill of a van between Cork City and Clonakilty. On discovering the duck protruding from the front of his van when he arrived at his destination, the driver contacted the West Cork Animal Welfare Group, who report that the duck was uninjured and has since been returned to its original habitat.